We're in Hilchos Pesach, we're in Siman Tov Ayin Beis, we're up to Sif Yud, and we'll be doing from Yud through Tes Zayin. Sif Yud mi sheino shol seyayim ipnei shemaziko osono. Someone who does not drink wine because he finds that it hurts him, or because he just doesn't like it. Tzarech litchok atzmo v'lishtos t'kayim mitzvahs arba kosis. There's a mitzvah for him to push himself, even if he's going to get a headache, and be mekayim the mitzvah of arba kosis. That means on a regular Shabbos, you don't have to drink wine. You can hear kiddush from someone else without drinking. Not so for arba kosis. Now, the halachi is that Mishnah Berurah brings that this is not if one will become a chol she'ein bo sakana. If one will actually become bedridden as a result of it, he is potter from drinking the arba kosis. Now, this is nogea for people that have some kind of wine allergy, where when they drink wine, something happens to them. If it'll cause the person to be bedridden or be in such pain that he belongs in bed, if it would help, then the halach is that they are potter from arba kosis. If they're just going to have a mild headache, then you're supposed to push yourself, and have arba kosis. Now the Mishnah Berurah here mentions that you're allowed to dilute the wine, and of course that would go back to the old halacha that you can only make a bar pri agafen on it and be yotz arba kosis if it is in a state that you could sell it as wine. The Mishnah Berurah also says that you can take raisin wine or chamar medina, which means that according to this Mishnah Berurah, you could be yotza even though you are not using wine. So say, for example, raisin wine, which is the same as grape juice, where it doesn't ferment, it just it tastes very sweet. According to this, you could be yotza with that as well. The person who was the chola, the problem was not the alcohol, the problem was the grape sugar. Now, this issue of using grape juice, for example, there are poskim that disagree with this. Or Moshe Feinstein poskim that although it's called yayin and you could be yotza kiddush on it, it is not derech cherus. This is not what Chazal were metakin as a fulfillment of showing aristocracy. Aristocrats don't sip grape juice; they sip wine. As a result of it, he holds that you are supposed to force yourself to use wine. And he says that you can dilute the wine. He tells you what proportions you could use. Now, la halacha, if you want to dilute your wine in grape juice, you won't have any shilas of bar pri agafen, so that would save you that problem. And so long as you can feel some alcohol, that would be enough. So if someone is afraid that if by drinking wine he's going to sleep through the whole Seder, but he does want to be Mekayim Rav Moshe's Shita, that you're not yotza with grape juice, he can use grape juice and add a little bit of wine to it. They do sell Yayin Kal, which actually is made that way, where they dilute the wine in grape juice. And you can still tell that there is a little bit of alcohol, but it will not be putting you to sleep unless you're extra sensitive. So that would be a good Eitza. They do say that the Chazon Ish himself would use grape juice. He was not supposed to drink wine. And there are other Gedolei Yisrael that disagreed with Moshe, and it seems pretty clear that the Mishnah Berurah holds that way, since he says you can use Chamar Medina, and we do not know that aristocrats actually drink Chamar Medina. Further, Sif Yud Aleph, Mitzvah Lachzer Acher Yayin Odom, the Mechaber Sheet is that you're supposed to use Dafka red wine. This is the first we have a pasuk, the Ksiv Al Teri Yayin Ki Yis Adam. There's also the Shitas Haravid that wine must be red, otherwise you couldn't use it altogether. The Ramah argues with the Mechaber and he writes Imein Halavan Meshubach Mimenu, unless the white is better wine. That means according to the Mechaber, red wins out over quality. Whereas according to the Ramah, quality wins out over red. What one could do is add a little bit of red wine to it just for color. What's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in a place where there are blood libels, don't use red wine. It seemed like he still saw this as something nogea to bring it down in his day. Sif Yud Beis Yotzen B'Yayin Mavushal V'Konditon. You are yotza with boiled wine, as well as wine that is flavored. Now these are all bidyevids. The Rambam Shita is that you're not yotza with wine that has other things mixed into it. Therefore, lechatchila, you should use wine that sugar hasn't been added to. Similarly, Yayin Mavushal, one should not use lechatchila. So even people who are makpid, they have yain mevushal just in case they have guests who would make the wine usur by moving it. Here, for Leil HaSeder, if you can, you should use wine that is not mevushal, and you should also use wine that is natural, that does not have any sugar added to it, all because this is a hiddur with regard to arba kosis. Sif Yud Gimel. Afilo oni har insparnis benat stoka yirmko malbusho o yalve o yilve o yasker atso bishvil yayin ledalat kosis. If somebody does not have money of his own, he's taking money from stoka, and he just does not have enough money for arba kosis, he should sell his clothes, he should borrow money, or he should actually hire himself out for wine for arba kosis. The halacha is if someone owes money, Bezin will never be able to force him to go to work in order to pay back the money that he owes if he doesn't have the money to pay it back with. It's not very nice of him to not do that, but Bezin couldn't force someone to go to work. The only exception is with regard to Ksubas Isha, his obligations to his wife. However, when it comes to Arba Kosis, halachi is mechayev a person to go to work if necessary, so that he should have Arba Kosis, or if necessary, actually even sell his clothing. Now, what happens if someone only has four kosis and it's a question of using them for the first night or the second? He should use them for the first night, even though arba kosis is always a drabanan, but the whole idea of the second night is only a drabanan. The halacha also is that ner beso, that means if it's a question of eating in the dark or having arba kosis, it's more important to have light because of shalom bayis. La halacha, the Mishnah Berurah says that the gaboyim have a chiyuv to see to it that every Jew has arba kosis. They are mechuyev to give him money for arba kosis. For some reason, the Mishnah Berurah waited till now to tell us the source to the arba kosis. Chazal were masmichet on the dalad lashonis of geula, the four different terms used by the pasuk for gulas mitzrayim, votzesi, v'itzalti, v'galti, v'lokachti. Siv yudalet. Gam anoshim chayoves barba kosis of a chol mitzvah hanoges bo solayla. The halachi is that even though the mitzvahs of the Seder, of Leila Seder, a mitzvah seisha zman grama, we have a hekish of chametz to matzah. Whoever is osur in chametz is chayiv in matzah, since women are chayiv in all the lavin, so women therefore are chayiv in matzah and all of the mitzvahs of the night, matzah, mor, and the haggadah. So there's no difference between men and women with regard to the chiyuv of the mitzvahs. Tinoke shehigiyu lechinuch mitzvah liten lechalechot koso lefonav. A child that is higiyu lechinuch, there's a mitzvah to give him a kos. If he refuses to drink it, he refuses, but at least you have to give him one. There are days that there was no mitzvah of arba kosis for ketanim, so b'dieved, your yotza, meaning we wouldn't say that you haven't fulfilled your seder properly, but lechatchila you should. The Mishnah Berurah says that even though he needs a kos like everybody else, he only has to drink rov of his revius. He does not have to drink rov, he only has to drink a malo lugmav, one cheekful of his own, which could be a very small amount. Further, hagav ve'en likach kos shepiv tsar, one should not take a glass that has a very narrow top, a narrow mouth, because you're not going to be able to drink a revius within the proper amount of time. And for benching, you certainly don't take it, because the halacha is that you're supposed to see the wine at the time of the benching. The kosher kiddush, that you're supposed to actually look at it, put your eyes on it, and there you couldn't. Their glass, apparently, either they were using metal or glass that was frosted, which is not transparent. Tezayim mitzvah lechalek letinokas kloyos ve'egozim kadei shiru shinu ve'yishalu. There's a mitzvah to give out to the children toasted grains and walnuts so that they'll be able to see the difference. They'll see that this is a special night and they're going to ask questions. Of course, the ikar is not that they're going to ask questions about the nuts. The idea is that'll make it obvious to them that this is a different kind of night, and then they'll notice everything else and they will ask. The Mishnah Berurah says that you have to make sure that they're up to ask the questions and to hear the answers. It's not enough that they say manishtana and then they're put to bed. With regard to chiluk klayos v'gozim, our minig is not to eat toasted grain on Pesach because of achshash chametz. With regard to egozim, if your kids will be satisfied with it, that is really great, and that's the way it's supposed to be. But if necessary, whatever it is that you do, Leil HaSeder, to keep the children excited, stimulated, and that they should not be falling asleep, so that they're going to be up for the mitzvahs halayla.